In Portland, Oregon yesterday, opposing groups converged for demonstrations including far-right figures from across the nation and local anti-fascists. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Mira Powell reports the day ended with police declaring a civil disturbance.
The End Domestic Terrorism event, billed as a rally against Antifa, was organized by Joe Biggs of Florida. He's a former employee with a conspiracy theory website, InfoWars. Also involved were members of the Proud Boys, an organization designated as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Here's Biggs on the demonstration.
We got to go say what we wanted, and at the end of the day, that's really all that matters.
Events remained primarily peaceful between protesters and counter-protesters, with police mostly keeping groups separated. Most far-right rallygoers left the area only hours into the demonstrations, leaving anti-fascist counter-protesters to have minor clashes with police. Officers declared a civil disturbance, forcing crowds to disperse early Saturday evening. Police estimated at least 1,000 people gathered for the demonstrations. The day drew national attention, with President Donald Trump tweeting that Portland is being watched very closely and that, quote, major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror. Parts of the city shut down in preparation for the event, including some downtown businesses, streets, and bus lines. Demonstrators stayed mostly in central Portland. Other parts of the city operated normally, with events outside of downtown, like a boxcar derby and a hot sauce exhibition, unaffected by the crowds. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler acknowledged the, quote, reality of a growing white nationalist movement. He says it's no surprise Portland is chosen as a location for demonstrations like these.
Portland, being a very progressive community, is always going to be at or near ground zero when it comes to this battle. That's just the reality.
Following Saturday's demonstrations, the Proud Boys put out a news release saying they would continue coming to Portland if Wheeler does not remove Antifa from the city. For NPR News, I'm Mira Powell in Portland, Oregon.